Claim your sovereignty through the goddesses. Sovereignty is standing in the power of your true self. For you to stand fully in your power as the goddess, witch and sorceress that you are. To ignite once again the energies and talents and abilities that have laid dormant for centuries, as you reclaim your right to be seen in the light and bring your magic into your life and the lives of others. You are ready to claim full ownership of who you really are, to rip off the masks, throw down the gauntlet, and pave the way to your own throne, the place from which you decree and declare your vision and your power. So let's evoke the goddess energy to activate the five core aspects of sovereignty. Wild, wounded, warrior, witch, and wise. All these elements seed, blossom and grow within the aspects of our own maiden, mother and crone, each providing another lens through which to experience life within the space of a dark feminine energy where our true power lies and the light grid as we show up in this reality. So let's tune in. Take a deep breath into your heart space. Coming to the here and now, ready to awaken your soul's immersion into the dark feminine energy to help you bring forward your deepest soul purpose, your deepest desires and gifts, and to claim your own inner genius. Take another breath into your heart and see that energy go up through your throat, up through your head, out through your crown. See it go up above you and wrap around the great central sun, connecting into the eternal darkness behind it, into the source, the universe, that you know and trust, and bringing that energy back down through your crown, through your head and throat, through your heart, torso, abdomen, down through your root and feet, deep into the earth below. Connecting in through the underworld to the core crystal at the centre of the earth. But this is where the blueprint is held. The reminder that we are here to live the magic of life. Bringing that energy back up through the earth, through your feet and root, up through your sacral abdomen, connecting into your heart. And see that energy radiate out from your heart space, 360 degrees. All the way around you, above you, coming into your own sovereign soul space. The space of peace and serenity, the space you call your own. Now I want you to picture a mild autumn evening on a hillside. The stars are out, the moon is bright, and there is a campfire in front of you. You've come here as a symbol of new beginnings, to burn on the campfire all those elements that simply don't serve you anymore, and to reignite the flames within your belly, your own magic. And you call in your ancestors' guides, and from the underworld, the witches and the goddesses that can assist you in your transmutation of your life. And as you call them in, you are aware of five energies joining you around the campfire. Each one comes forward one at a time to meet you. First is the goddess of the wild, Artemis or Diana, the Greek goddess of the moon and the hunt. She cared not for what others thought of her or their expectations, and lived her life on her own terms. And in this moment we ask to be imbued with the energy of Artemis, that we too can stand our ground to create our life on our own terms, to let go of all expectations of others, to let go of any false illusion that we can only be fulfilled when we serve others, when we're needed by others, and instead are free to create the magic in our own life for ourselves, living life our way. Allowing those energies to imbue into every cell of your being, empowering you up to a new sense of liberation and freedom. For Artemis is a freedom seeker, fiercely independent with an open heart. And she could control nature because she understood the chaotic resonance of source energy, the dark feminine energy. And so we ask her to ignite your connection to the eternal space. Let her serve you as a reminder that she knows that in this darkness all things are created, are seeded in the dark, that could then be born to the light. And this wisdom enabled her to become the goddess of childbirth. And in this moment, understand the most potent seeds of all creation are planted in the dark. You need not know where you are planting them. Just hand your seeds of desire, your vision, your dreams into the dark eternal feminine energy, back to source, knowing the universe will nurture and love them. As you hold the space in your heart for them to bloom and blossom when the time is ready, without you interfering in the process. And ask Artemis to guard these seeds of your vision with all her heart. As Artemis steps back, Medea steps forward, the goddess of the wounded, who was not afraid to express her pain through vengeance. She freely expressed her shadow, living according to her rules. This is the goddess of giving zero cares. Medea stands sovereign in her power as a witch, being the mysterious herbalist, intuit, and healer. So in this moment, are you ready to receive Medea's powerful and forceful energy to turn your world upside down so you can claim your own power? Are you strong enough to take the brute force of healing from this wounded goddess? To transmute her energy into the fuel to claim your own sovereignty? Are you willing to call upon her energy to shake up your shadow, to really start living by your intuition and abilities, and let go of your attachment and your belief that solutions lie in your head, your thinking, or your cultural conditioning? And in this moment, we ask that any belief, known or hidden, any subconscious belief, any past life contract, any soul contract that you've got going on, where you feel it is not safe for you to express your deepest, darkest self out in the world, where you feel that these traits must be kept hidden away and instead barricaded your true self with the masks that you choose to wear, to be accepted by society. And in the moment, we ask that any belief, known or hidden, that is keeping you from ripping off those masks and be seeing for the divine goddess that you are in all your glory, as the wounded warrior, the wise witch, to allow to be unleashed, letting go of everybody else's judgments, what anybody else thinks, that you are able to live life on your terms, your way, simply by being guided by your intuition. And we ask that your energetic programming to receive these energies from the goddesses to be ignited once again in the core of your belly. Seeing those flames in front of you light up as you reflect within you your empowerment, your self-worth, your self-knowing. That all those traits that have been suppressed and hidden since childhood are ready to be unleashed and seen, for they are the power and the catalyst to your true magic. It is only a matter of unlocking the keys to find the way to unleash them into this world. So with all that fired up energy within you from media, let's call forward the energy of Persephone, the warrior who is queen of her pain. This is the pain of our own minds, thoughts and beliefs. That when we claim a place as our warrior, we see illusions that are simply not the truth. And we stand on guard of our boundaries so that our sovereign can live out her vision and dream with clarity and ease. And bringing your warrior forward as the one who will guard against those thoughts that are simply not the truth. Breaking them down for the illusions that they are. Learning to alchemize them and transmute them back to fuel your own sovereign vessel to bring your vision forward. Persephone is the goddess of adaptation and provides us energetic guidance and support for our own transformation. She continually adapted to life on Earth and in the underworld, just as us modern witches come out of the dark to play in the light. And in this moment, are you ready to claim your place as the true warrior, whose victories are not found in the valour of the battlefield of life, but in the depths of your soul? Are you willing to emerge out of the shadow constructs that have held you shackled all your life? Are you ready to step into your true innate power as a sovereign being? Are you willing to adapt your thoughts and feelings to be those of power archetypes? And to dissolve the small-mindedness that is keeping you trapped? Will you call upon Persephone's guidance when you're ready to transmute your life from the maiden to the queen? And let her be the reminder that you are able to adapt and conquer your own life. And can you feel the growing strength and knowingness in the belly as those flames and power and stance of energy expand, knowing that you are here to claim and live your gifts? Are you ready to stand tall and break away from the shackles of your mind and look into the mirror of illusions of your life? If so, invite the energy of Kirke to come forward, who knows the original witch's true self will only be fully revealed after triumph over trauma. You know that you have been through so much in your life, and yet you are here to claim who you are. Can you hold the energy of claiming your sovereignty to successfully defeat your wounds and reclaim your own innate wildness. Are you ready in this moment to let go of all the playing small and the masks? And being afraid to bring your innate gifts and abilities forward? To play in this earther's realm that you really have never understood? And your deepest soul desire is to get back into the playground of the quantum, where you know the real magic is created. And you're calling in the help of the goddesses and assistance from those in this reality to help unleash your inner alchemist, to identify the traits that only you can bring forward to create magic in the change makers of the future. For you are ready to step into your role as a legacy leader. And yet you have no idea how to do that. Today, invite the goddess energies within you to ignite every cell of your being, your DNA programming, all your etheric bodies, to be led and guided to the truth of who you are. That all the opportunities and resources you need to bring forward your own witchery, to create the magic of the cosmic consciousness and make a difference in this planet. Today, invite this forward. Ignite it in your heart and send out the signals on the energetic grid to connect to those who can help you the most in bringing your innate wisdom forward to be seen, heard, and understood, finally, in your fullest glory. Let's call in Kirki to assist you in revealing your own magical powers as the sovereign of your life. And as those flames grow stronger in your belly, see them igniting your curiosity, your willingness to take risks, and your openness to possibility. Make the commitment to have your warrior on guard to protect your vision at all costs. To be willing to take the risks, no matter what, to bring your vision to life. That this is the time. As you feel fired up with the possibilities that your vision is on the precipice of being manifested from the dark femifestation, we call forward the final goddess, Hecate, the sage mistress, the goddess of wisdom. For it is her energy that balances out and leads the other goddesses into becoming the wise old crone, the sovereign of her life. And ask yourself, are you willing to fully hear, see, and feel your insight, your intuition, beyond your personal development? Are you ready to let go of knowledge and intellect and instead bring forward your innate wisdom and knowingness from the depths of your soul? Do you understand that your magical life is created from a place of personal power and sorcery when you fully heed your intuition and let go of any logical mind interference? Are you willing to trust you are guided to the right people, places, and opportunities for you to bring forward your own genius gifts? for you to be strong in your ability to override any thoughts of this doesn't make sense or I can't afford it. Can you feel in that belly that Medea and Hecate are the goddesses to awaken your unconscious realm? To lead you to the underworld, where you are completely free to immerse in the depths of your soul's desire and shatter the illusions of your life. How deeply can you relate to Hecate's complexity and diversity? Are you ready to receive the divine guidance from her torchlight to get you out of your shadow existence? Now you invite all five goddesses to step forward around the campfire. Their energy is palpable. You feel it weave in and out of your own being throughout your soul space. You feel their power and their presence in the magical force. And as all the energy and magic swirls around the campfire in front of you, you see the phoenix rising again out of the flames. And as you see this majestic animal rise before you, anchor this symbol into your heart that it is indeed time for you to rise once again in your majesty, in your sovereignty. Embrace that symbol in your bosom of your heart. Call upon it often and let it fuel your heartfelt desires to work the magic in your life you have been waiting for centuries. Namaste.